Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy. Why we should be mindful of how we choose quote-unquote spiritual teachers, and why it matters, like why it matters to have just a little bit more care and giving our trust over to somebody who markets themselves as spiritual. And so the reason why I say this is because, well, first of all, yesterday I shared a little bit of my story that I went to a men's and women's joint circle. And I've actually been to a few of these and I love them because one, I love circle spaces. It's an open forum, open dialogue. It's a place to bring what's true for you into the space and then either be heard and received or actually have a space for somebody else to interject and bring their own awareness in. It's actually a really cool space to hear both the masculine and the feminine from different perspectives. But this was not that. And I was like very, very heated yesterday. Like I actually feel like I couldn't sleep last night because of how much I felt misaligned with this space, this circle that I went to, because it wasn't a circle. And if it was marketed as a lecture or seminar presentation, anything of that realm, I personally wouldn't have gone. It just wasn't marketed that way. So I was really frustrated because I don't feel like I got what I wanted out of that circle environment, but I did receive probably something that I didn't know I needed. And what I got from being in this space was just an even deeper assurance in the work that I do, the teachers that I have, the way that I communicate and create a space within the masculine and feminine energetics that just made me more certain of everything that I've learned, of the teachers that I have chosen in this lifetime to surrender my trust over to. And I think that's what's interesting about social media these days is that we've come up with a stereotype of what spirituality looks like. It's the people who are wearing beads or have the very goddess-looking clothing or going to Tulum or live in Bali or, you know, going to sound healing. All of that are individually can be spiritual practices and forms of expression, but they can also be costumes. They can be ways that people fit into the norm of what they think spirituality should look like. And if you're not choosing your teachers wisely, you're not choosing to really intuitively feel into what does and does not resonate with you, it's very easy to get sucked into whatever is being shared within these spaces. Because these individuals can present themselves as the experts in their field. And I'm not saying that you need to trust me as the ultimate expert. If you happen to resonate with the things that I share, awesome. Then continue to feel into what is yours and what is not. But there are oftentimes these spaces where teachers just project nonsense and are sharing knowledge and trying to teach something that's really just coming from their own worldview. And that's something that I will emphasize forever as a coach, is that everything that I teach is coming from my lens of reality, the shit that I've been through, the stuff that's gone wrong or gone right in my life, the lessons specifically that I, in this human life, have gone through, which is not the same as somebody else's, and it's its own realm of spirituality. I have my own unique relationship with spirit based on my story. And the people that are aligned with me, that have chosen to receive support from me, are in some way aligned with that same story, are destined to have the same lessons and are feeling drawn to the same modalities of healing that have worked for me. And so that is why everyone's relationship to spirit is so freaking unique. That's why feminine spirituality is completely different than the mainstream masculine spirituality, because it is about your own dialogue and your own unique relationship with spirit, whatever the heck that means to you. And so nobody can tell you what is or is not spiritual, sexual, sensual, embodied, feminine, masculine. You uncover that uniqueness within yourself. And so I don't even want to rant and invent. I already called Stan, my best friend, like shortly after the event, and just like went off. I had to just get it out of my system last night. I told my dad, I was telling my mom, I was just like letting it out, because I didn't want to come on here and just be a just negative Nancy or poor Nancy's. I don't want to associate negativity with any Nancy's out there, but just didn't want to be a total downer on it. So I had to get out of my system, because that was real. There was a charge there. There was like anger that I felt that I was in that experience. And I'm not trying to say that I should have been any different or felt any different or been non-judgmental, because these feelings are very true and real. And so after processing the anger that I experienced of being in that space and not aligning with the way that the space was held, the integrity that was in there, how safe it felt for the participants, I didn't agree with how it was held, but that just gave me more certainty in what I do believe should be within a safe container. And with that came this knowing of my own intuitive relationship to what I, how I'm meant to serve and the content that I deliver. And so a big piece within this program was talking about how, you know, not everybody has intuition, and it's something that you need to develop. And if you did have intuition, everything in your life would be going so perfectly, because you'd be plugged into source at all times. Literally nobody is that. So if anybody has ever made you feel that you don't have intuition, or that you are not feminine, or that you're doing anything wrong, stop listening immediately. Like, the path that I came to getting into my feminine and harnessing my intuition started with me feeling like I was too masculine, that I wasn't like the other women that I actually looked up to, that I didn't have any sense of intuitive knowing where I could just make life decisions off of what felt good or what didn't feel good. I thought that that literally was a power that I did not have. And if as a collective, we're living in the notion that we're all failing intuition, and intuition is this epitome of everything going perfectly right, then we're at such a big distance. Intuition is now something that's outside of you. It's no longer an innate power that you possess. It's something that you're trying to get to. And in the pursuit, anything that we are trying to get to, we actually stay in the vibration of trying. We're in the vibration of grasping on to it, rather than naturally sinking into, I'm already here. I'm already acting on intuition. Where's the evidence that's naturally bubbling up to prove that I'm doing that? And so this is where I would like to swing the pendulum over as much as freaking possible, because there are things in your life that you're doing right now that's based on intuition that you might not have realized. There are things within your own feminine essence that you're actually so freaking good at, and you do it without consciously realizing that it's coming from that nature. That everybody has a power of attraction in one realm of life that you're probably really good at, and you don't even realize that it's happening that easy for you. And so the more we can actually pinpoint what these pieces within ourselves are, that's when we actually get to expand on that. So if you can find the pieces of your life that you are innately feminine, that you do find that you have this sense of ease and this ability to receive in, find those little kinks already and magnetize that. Make that even bigger. Let yourself be led by those pieces of yourself. You'll find that it already exists. You already have this beautiful nature that exists within you. You already have an intuition. Everybody has that. You're just either not using it or not aware that you're already using it. So bringing more of that lens, that the complete mind shift that, oh, I suck at this and it's something outside of me and other people are doing it better than I'm doing it, is ultimately keeping you in this place of distance from that automatic way of being. So I was fuming yesterday and sitting there just, you know, in this circle, and especially since there was no space to interject and speak. It was just, we were being talked at for 3 straight hours. And I'm just sitting there like boiling up inside, disagreeing with everything that's being said. But I felt like that's what I needed. A part of me just felt so activated, so in need of remedying some of the other practices that certain teachers are sharing. Because there were tons of people in there aggressively taking notes on what she was sharing, and I'm like, this is not it. This is just so not it. And it's such a low place to be in, to assume that you're already failing, that it's already wrong, that you need to work harder to figure out how to do something that you were literally born with. We are naturally plugged into source. It's the matrix of reality that tells us any different. And so it's that easy. It really is that freaking easy to connect your intuition. And it happens that fast the moment it becomes the forefront of how you choose to live your life. So that's something that I want to encourage everybody to shift your mind frame to. I know myself, there was a time period where I would see other women and I'd be like, oh, she just has this like feminine grace, or she has this presence. Or this ability to engage with people or lure in others with this very elegant flirtation. I can witness that in other people. And there was a time where it made me feel like, oh, I don't have that, or I don't have that. But the more that I actually found myself in spaces with other women, engaging with other women, expressing their own feminine nature within masterminds, women's circles, just friendship communities that I've been a part of, I've found that anything that you can see within another is so in you already. You have that capacity. And not only do you have it, but it's a part of you that is desires to come through. And this is the essence of sensuality, sexuality, and embodiment. So these are the three topics that was meant to be discussed in my session yesterday. We wrote down before the circle started, what does that mean to you? So what I wrote before we started the session, not knowing that this would not be covered, was that sexuality, sensuality, and embodiment is the spectrum of innocence to primal eroticism through the various roles within the known self, and ultimately stretching into the infinite possibilities of soul expression. And so what I mean by that is that our sexual nature is something that we can play with in this lifetime. That as we evolve and we're growing, we're learning how to emerge into our sensuality, our core sexuality. It's something that is slowly unfolding as we mature. But in the same essence of it unfolding, it was our most primal nature. It's the one thing that we showed up in this human form knowing how to do. Nobody needs to teach us how to be sexual, how reproduction is just such an instinctual part of human nature. So without having ever been taught, we intuitively know this is what we are designed to do. So it's this beautiful interplay of starting from this place of innocence and emerging into the fullness of your sexual essence, while also having this rootedness in that I'm already, this is the essence of who I am. I already am all of this. It's a beautiful kind of juxtaposition of those two blossoming that's happening. But also the roles that we play in our own embodiment within sexuality and sensuality starts from roles that we've played in our lives, things that we've witnessed, what we feel comfortable, parts of ourselves that are peeking out through this playful nature that exists in in the sexual realm, in addition to the infinite possibility of who it is that we can be within this realm. And that's what's really interesting, is that we're all one consciousness. We're all connected to each other. So it's not just me and my experience and this version of myself. I can literally be anybody. And that's what's so beautiful about the container of our sexual embodiment, is that anything can come forth. Any version of within ourselves, or any version that is totally not us. So our role playing is so exciting, that you can be anybody and you have full permission to be anybody. And all of this is you're role playing, but you are being somebody else. The essence of who you're embodying exists in this universe, and you're able to plug yourself in to that place and channel that, allow that to be exuded through you, because we are all unified. So I know that sounds pretty esoteric and all, but I want to open up this dialogue even further. And if I'm going to sit here and, you know, kind of hate on somebody else's space that I don't agree with, then it's only right that I do it my way. If I have another opinion, I want to do it my way. So I will be hosting a women's circle specifically around sensuality, sexuality, and embodiment. And this is just a space to come through, connect with other women, to speak, to be heard, to bring forth whatever needs to be said out loud. And there is so much power in being able to communicate these words, to bring it out to fruition, allowing the words to be both felt in your own body, that there's a certain vibration that happens when we speak things out loud. How that resonates in your entire body is healing. That alone creates pattern shifts. And also to have that be received. So the things that you're saying, the voice in your head that may feel true, it may not, it may just be on repeat, to have that be received in a safe space allows you to transmute that emotion. So it's no longer just on replay in your mind, you're actually able to convert it. So these are some things that happen in a women's circle. You can literally just show up and just be present for the experience and be in that space of whatever shows up for you. You can speak if you like, you can sit silently if you like, but I highly, highly encourage being present for this experience. This has changed my life over the years so many times, and there's nothing that needs to be done. So in a women's circle, there's a sense of beingness. We just drop in and we exist and we co-create without doing anything. So naturally, things are shifting in your own beingness and the way that you exude your essence in the world. And when we bring that together with other women, with that mutual intention, magic is literally happening. So this is why women would always get together around the time of their bleed, because there's such a deep level of intuitive connection. This is why our bleeds naturally sync up when we're around other women. We're meant to come into communion during these times. That's when we get the most intuitive downloads that come through. The clarity shows up when we're validated in our intuitive hits with other women. The thing with this kind of space is, and this is why I love showing up live and just speaking whatever comes through, is you can do that in this space as well. You'll be surprised what comes out and what may or may not feel true as the words come through you. And it is a really revealing experience. So if you've never been to one, highly recommend. I'll be posting more about when I want to do it. I literally decided right now that I would like to host that. So keep a lookout on my stories and when we're gonna be scheduling that for some time in the coming week. And that's really all I have to share. So thank you for listening to my rant. If you feel aligned with me, thank you for that. Thank you for choosing. And as always, pick whatever works for you. Pick pieces that resonate, and whatever doesn't, let it fall and find other teachers that are able to serve you. Not all spiritual teachers, because not everybody who markets themselves as spiritual is actually connected to spirit. So people that are not branding themselves in that way are also beautiful teachers, and they exist everywhere. They're at the coffee shop in line with you, they're in the elevator with you, they are just present everywhere. And so allow yourself to be available to all that is already here and all the teachers that are here to serve you.